Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. We've been taking a look back at the long shadow of a failure. Almost 40 years ago, a plan to use busing to integrate Detroit Metro schools failed spectacularly. Schools were more diverse when segregation in Detroit was challenged at the Supreme Court than they are today. Now, only 4% of children in Detroit are white. But there's not much urgency around racial integration in education anymore. And that begs the question if racial integration matters for a high-quality education.
This is our security person.
Abby Phelps works at Carstens Elementary in Detroit, a public school on the city's east side. Phelps is like the mayor of every room she enters.
Great, thank you, hi.
And as she walks me around, introducing people, waving, hugging, we talk about the school she works in today. But we also talk about her memories of school in Detroit when she was a girl. The fight over desegregation was raging then. And Phelps thinks because she's black, that meant
I had to be better than the best. I had to make the grades. I have to maintain good citizenship. I have to prove my integrity. So I felt as though I had to do twice as much as these students were of the Caucasian persuasion. And so that really made me determine I'm going to prove them wrong.
Those years and events were hugely important in shaping Phelps's and many other people's lives. But 40 years later, is the school Phelps works at now integrated?
No, it's not. We have at our present time about 96.5% of African Americans.
In schools all over Detroit and the metro area, there's usually a very dominant racial or ethnic majority, be that Latino, black, or white. But does it matter for the quality of education available in those schools? Sean Reardon is a Stanford professor. He studies achievement gaps, the difference between how one group of students performs compared to another group. And when you compare black and white and Latino students, what you see is the importance, not so much of race, but of class.
Over the last 40 or so years, the black-white achievement gap and the Hispanic-white achievement gap have narrowed a lot. On the other hand, the income achievement gap, the gap between high and low income students, has gone up dramatically, gone up by about 40%.
Those numbers reflect the Detroit Metro schools we all kind of know. There are rich schools and poor schools, black schools, brown schools, and white schools. And across the board, lower income schools have the hardest row to hoe when it comes to getting their kids ahead. And Reardon thinks turning things around would take some huge change.
You know, the real way to solve this issue would be to do more around residential integration, to try to figure out how to create opportunities to create more diverse and integrated neighborhoods.
Changing neighborhoods isn't easy. There would need to be some pretty compelling evidence that this change would be worth it. I asked John DeWitt, an analyst and demographer who studies segregation at the University of Michigan, if there's a way to measure the societal value of integration in education.
I tend to be more of a numbers person.
And there's no number that can tell us that.
No, there really isn't. Offering a more integrated school does seem to improve the education for those involved. There's no magic number that would help us to identify what we need to improve upon.
So that's where we are. Lots of people wish schools were more diverse, but there isn't really a push in research or in society to figure out what diversity could get us. In the meantime, education reform in Detroit is moving ahead. Tomorrow, we'll look at how much of a gamble these reforms might be. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.